This might be a very good time for Michigan leaders in business to make their voices heard very loud and very clearly to our incoming state leadership. Why? Well, because state governance does have a direct impact on the economic realities of a state's business climate, taxes, regulations, social issues like abortion and quotas, those types of things. They all impact the feasibility of a company's success. It's easier to do business in Florida than it is in Connecticut, for example. State policies matter. And the concern, Kevin, is that with Democrats here in Michigan having a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, they've got the Supreme Court, and of course, they got the governor's office, business leaders are saying, hey, let's try to not push too far to the left.
Yeah, Tom, the Detroit Regional Chamber may want Democrats in Lansing to govern Michigan from the middle, but the thing is, they don't have to if they don't want to. They control the governor's office, the state house, and the state senate. They will have votes to run the state pretty much however they choose to. But many people do say governing from the middle is really what's best for Michigan's economy, and a strong economy can be very good for Democrats in future elections. Joining us now is Sandy Bruha, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Appreciate you being here. Look, it's gonna be different. We haven't seen the Democrats in charge of the governor's office and both houses in a long, long time. What is the message for the incoming elected officials?
Well, one, we wrote a letter that we made public that really encouraged folks to govern from that broad center. I mean, most people are moderates, and really for business development, for business attraction. Businesses and site selectors look for stability. They get really nervous when state policy swings from one direction to another broadly. And we made a lot of progress, especially during Rick Snyder's time as governor, in terms of fixing Michigan's business climate. And we want to make sure that we protect those gains.
But what about regulations that sometimes we see when the Democrats are in charge? Maybe it's on the environment or requiring unions, things like that. Does that have an impact, and can they get away from it?
Yeah, certainly all of those things matter a lot when businesses are thinking about expanding their Michigan presence or new businesses coming here. So again, what we say is stability is good. Business friendliness is good because the more Michiganders that are working in good paying jobs, the better for our tax base, and the better for our tax base, the more things we'll be able to do as a state to make this an even better state to live, work, and play.
When you were writing your letter, did you have in mind at all the potential repeal of right to work? Because we've been told, of course, that the business community likes not having a mandated union membership and that it should be up to the individual workers. But Democrats would like to put those mandates back into place. Are you concerned right to work would be repealed, and what's the impact on business?
Yeah, so for the most part, when a right to work was implemented in the state of Michigan, it really didn't impact any existing businesses. It just didn't. I mean, you can look back, 10 years ago, whenever this happened, and it's not like businesses that were union shops all of a sudden didn't become union shops. That just never happened. What being a right-to-work state does allow is that it sends a message to the outside community, the international business community, that they have options when they come here. And when we bring in, like, large Tier 1 suppliers or, new OEM facilities, they're all union shops because those companies are already union shops. So it really is about messaging as opposed to having any real business impact. And so we think that message is important, though.
Okay. Well, in your letter, you also highlighted support for a stronger electric vehicle infrastructure in the state, which is good. We need that if we're going to transition. But does the Detroit Chamber have any concerns about the speed in which we are transitioning? I mean, some leaders in Michigan would prefer to go all electric by 2030. Is that too fast?
Yeah, listen, the reality is that, we are not going to have an all-electric fleet in the next 10, 15, even 20 years, right? But what is happening globally is that the Western world is dramatically transitioning to an electric fleet. We need GM, Ford, Stellantis, and frankly, the other companies that do business here, like Toyota and Nissan, that have major presence here, to be well supported in this EV transition. Because if they're not, they're going to go elsewhere. If the rest of the Western world is moving to this EV infrastructure, and we're trying to juggle both at the same time, that's just not a winning proposition for Michigan workers. And we need to protect ourselves from that. Is it going to happen as fast as some of the idealists think it is? Absolutely not. But trust me, there is a great growth that's going to occur in EV vehicle demand over the next 15 years, no doubt.
There's going to be some people are going to push and say, look, the Democrats have not been in power like this in a long time. This is our moment. This is the time to get our policy priorities more progressive. Is there a concern that that will happen?
Well, history generally shows that when a party, and this goes to both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, when they've been out of power or out of a particular seat for an extended period of time, there is a natural inclination to overreach. That is not a anti-democratic statement, not an anti-Republican statement. History, political history just shows that generally happens. Now, we do have a kind of a circuit breaker here in Michigan right now, which is that the majorities in both the House and the Senate for the Democrats are very narrow. In fact, they're so narrow that, if one or two Democrats say, I don't think I'm going to go along with that policy that might be viewed as overly left or even radical, it's just not going to happen. So it's not like the Democrats have this veto-proof power, just because they have the three key branches there with the executive branch and the two chambers in the Congress, in the legislature, doesn't mean that they're going to be able to go hog wild. There's going to be some self-moderation that's going to have to take place.
Well, you would hope so, but, those one or two Democrats might receive some intense pressure from the Democratic majority, and from Governor Whitmer. She knows she's got a majority, and she's got a clear highway now to step on the accelerator, as she says. She wants to push forward what she calls her progressive agenda, and she does say she will accelerate the process. The chamber endorsed her candidacy in these midterms, but are you concerned she's going to listen to you in this letter? Will she take this seriously enough to govern more from the middle?
Well, fortunately, we have a very strong relationship with her. We've had it, even before our political action committee made the decision to endorse her just a few months ago. So, yeah, I am not concerned that she doesn't listen. I'm certainly not concerned that she doesn't listen to me or to the Detroit Regional Chamber. Are we going to get our way all the time? Absolutely not. She's governor. I'm not. So I respect that. But I do know that she has been open. She will listen, and we'll get a fair hearing. We're not going to win all the battles, but frankly, I don't think neither will she.
Well, I do hope you get a fair hearing and that she does listen, because that seems to be the balanced approach that the entire state really needs in these times. Sandy Barua, president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great week, guys.
You too. Do the same. Your calls are coming up next, 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR.